I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Come on and let me out.
Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle on Vectis Radio. Now, it's me, Tom, with James and Judith, and we've been talking about weird and wacky news. We just talked about the term gammon and how it is very offensive in many ways.
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Eating it's bad enough.
Mm, yeah. Who would eat gammon? Ugh. Anyway, moving on to our next story, which is bringing it back to more of a local focus, back to an island story. Yay!
Great, we love island stories.
I mean, a lot of these stories that I do pull from across the globe, so it's nice to have an island story.
It is, Tom, it is. It's nice to be close to home.
Yes, yes. So this story is focusing on a replica that is being built of an amazing island invention, which is the UK's fastest vehicle, if that makes sense. The fastest thing ever to be produced in the UK.
Right.
And that is the Black Arrow rocket, which was developed and tested on the in a facility by the Needles. And it then was launched in, I believe it was, the Australian Outback.
That's right.
Carrying a satellite that was called Prospero up into space to beam television into the homes of many people.
Mm.
Wow.
Well, so, yes.
I remember this because when I was a kid, I was obsessed with spaceflight.
Mm.
I used to get pictures sent from NASA, which took 9 months to arrive.
Gosh.
Which and you know, I was always surprised, because if they could send a man to the moon in 3 days, you'd have thought they could have got a few publicity photos over to the UK a bit quicker. But never mind.
First joke of the day. Yes, of course.
Now, the Black Arrow rocket was indeed tested over at the Needles. It's on a National Trust site now, and I think they actually, over the summer, do a number of sort of rocket tours and not demonstrations, but they have people talking about those days when the engines were tested. Now, I understand, I'm not sure, and if anybody knows, please tweet in at Vectis Radio. I believe that these were done in secrecy.
Well, they may have been, yeah, because they were kind of buried into the cliff.
Yeah, exactly. But there must have been the roar of rocket noise, and I just wonder, you know, what locals were told. What was it, sort of flatulent sheep or cows? I mean, what could it have been?
So when were these tests done? I don't remember.
In the 60s.
I think
it's in the 60s and the 70s. But the reason it's in the news is that AMC Shipbuilders and Cows, in combination with Vestas, are producing I believe it's a full-scale replica.
Yeah.
It's 14 metres high, or 46 foot for the other way of measuring things. And it's being built to be an exhibit in the island's aviation museum.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Oh, great.
And so they're hoping it's going to be a big draw, which I think it will be.
Oh, it'll certainly be big. Yeah. I think it should be a big draw.
Will Elon Musk be coming to look at it?
Now, you mentioned Elon Musk, and I really wanted to bring in Elon Musk into this story, because why pass up an opportunity to mention Elon Musk?
Absolutely.
But, yeah, so the site is obviously not being used at the moment. So with Elon's SpaceX kind of development and progress, and always trying to push these boundaries.
Yeah,
I think Elon should reopen the site as a SpaceX site and develop new engines on the island.
Absolutely, what a great idea! Now, have you emailed him yet to ask him onto the show? Who was going to do that?
I was going to tweet him, but I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to tweet without permission. I guess I don't know whether I should.
Consult Ian?
Ian's out there. I think you should. Why don't you say Elon?
Elon,
come to the Isle of Wight, because we need you, not just for rocket technology, but for so much more.
I wouldn't even mind a phone in if he couldn't make it.
Yeah, I know, it would be amazing. The other reason that I was gonna, like, there's two reasons now that we want Elon to come to the island. There's the rocket testing facility, which would be amazing, more amazing high-tech engineering on the island.
Exactly.
But the other thing was that the island is a prime candidate for one of Elon's other projects, which is his I believe it's called like a Hyperloop type thing. It's underground superhighway to transport the thing that he's doing is to transport people, I think it's from San Francisco to Los Angeles.
That's right.
To avoid all of the horrible traffic in LA, I believe.
Yeah.
And
you've got an idea, haven't you?
I do have an idea.
Okay.
And So, you know Coppin's Bridge?
Yeah.
We know Coppin's Bridge.
Would it not be a good idea to have one of these hyperloops underneath Coppin's Bridge?
I think it's a very, very good idea.
I've got another idea, but I'm not going to be popular. I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm saying it's an idea. Mm-hmm. He could dig a tunnel under the Solent.
Oh, yes. Hypertunnel.
A hypertunnel. A hypertunnel. And get all the soil out for those bricks he's going to make.
Yeah. California. And the bricks. Yeah, because he said he's actually going to announce his plans for the San Francisco LA tunnel. I believe it's at 7 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
In a big old conference. So,
well, that would be the pineapple on top of the gammon.
I mean, that would be extraordinary.
Amazing.
And we could have these bricks made out of blue slipper clay.
I know, but do you know what would happen? Because people on the island get very upset about
it. I'm not saying it's a good idea.
If Elon did a hyperloop under Coppin's Bridge roundabout, I bet people would pop up in the wrong lane still. When they're turning right, they were...
Even though it's just like
on rails.
People
are queuing to get in the hyperloop. Some people would be in the wrong lane. And people would be just as annoyed, though they've got through Coppin's Bridge roundabout for
two of a second.
But then Coppin's Bridge area could all be pedestrianised, couldn't it? Oh, it could. Yeah. Landscaped.
Yeah,
it could be turned
into a shared space. Yeah, with lots of fruit trees. Lots of fruit trees.
And food and street food, because you like street food.
I love street food.
Well, we do have some ads now.
Okay.
And so during these ads, I think I'm going to go ask Ian if I can tweet Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah.
We'll find out the result of that after this. Jimmy Nail with Crocodile Shoes on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6 and online. It's Tom Jackson with James and Judith in the studio. We've been talking about wacky news. We just spent a while talking about the island's Black Arrow rocket and how we want Elon Musk to come and do some amazing work and bring some of his amazing technologies on the island, because we think it would be really useful.
Yep.
I've just asked Ian, and we have permission to tweet at Elon Musk.
Yes.
To ask him if he wants to maybe come on and do a little meme interview. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a coup?
That would be the best thing ever.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
If he tweets back, don't get sucked in, because you'll be sort of going, I'll forget 700 miles an hour through that hyperloop.
Yeah, I'll get distracted and then I'll forget that we're doing the show.
Exactly, you'll suddenly pop up on the other side of Coppin's Bridge.
You'll just appear in front of Asda with a puff of smoke, and Elon appeared. Yeah. Anyway.